doors only open from the inside. This morning, God, through the Apostle Peter, wants to tell us that if you do it that way, you and I will end up with isolation and tension and lonely, selfish lives with anger. We'll blame others. We'll have pain. There'll be guilt and there'll be disunity. And believe it or not, some of you have already been through it. You will trample sometimes the people that you love the most. Because under crisis, most of you answered false to those questions that I asked early on, didn't you? You don't make your best decisions under pressure. You don't go to the wisest counsel in the midst of pain and crisis. And so as a result of that, marriages break up during crisis. You know, the majority of all marriages break up that revolve around when a couple gets in financial trouble. It's amazing the parallel. Financial trouble here, break up here. Do you know that 80% of all couples that have a retarded child or 80% of all couples that lose a child, they end up in divorce? See, when the crisis hits and then they feel guilt and then they feel anger and then they have all kinds of struggles and they blame themselves and they blame one another and apart from God, they can't handle it. Talk about crises, you know, the old famous midlife one. Marriage is breaking up. The second most common time for a marriage to break up after that first 3 to 5 year period when you're trying to figure out what you're doing